The story we're going to learn today is about the importance of treating food with respect and the importance of valuing what we have. Our tendency is to take things for granted. If we have shoes, we don't think about it. We just walk and we take for granted we have shoes. If we have a suit, we don't think about it. We have a suit. We take it for granted. We have food to eat. We take it for granted. We turn on a faucet and water comes out. We take it for granted. We finally found a wife. We take her for granted. God blesses us with children. We take them for granted. Suddenly, we stub our toe as we're walking down the street after we've been given all these gifts. And we say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, life is so tough. I'm stubbing my toe. We have a hole in our shoe and we're walking and we get our socks wet and we say, oh, life is so tough, I get my socks wet. We forget that we actually are blessed that we have socks, we have shoes, we have pants, we have a shirt, we have food, we have a family, we have a roof over our heads, we can go home, we can get warm. All the good that we have, we forget. When a little thing goes wrong, then suddenly we turn our eyes to heaven and ask, why is life so tough? The Gemara tells us that there was once a time in Babylon when there was plenty and people had so much food that they'd throw out leftover food. One of the great rabbis of the time was Rav Yehuda, and he happened to be walking in the marketplace one day when he saw two people, for the fun of it, throwing bread at one another. Food fight. And Rav Yehuda saw this and he was disgusted. How could it be that people don't remember the mitzvah of Baal Tashchis? Even when we throw at the Chasan and Kala, we have a custom to throw different forms of food. Well, we only throw things that are wrapped. We'll throw nuts in their peel so that when they fall on the ground, they won't get dirty. You could afterwards peel off the peel and eat it. But we never do anything that might be derogatory for food. We're only allowed to use bread, let's say, to wipe off the plate of gravy if I'm going to eat the bread with the gravy. I can't take a piece of bread and just use it to wipe off the gravy off the plate. We have to treat food with respect. So when Rav Yehuda saw this, he felt bad. How could it be people are just ruining food and disgracing food? And he felt like there was too much plenty. And if God would make people lacking a little bit, then they'd remember, again, the mitzvahs of Hashem, they'd remember to value the food that they have. And no sooner had Rav Yehuda said this that and then in heaven they heard his words, and being that he was a very pious person, the following year it didn't rain and the crops didn't grow, and the only food that people had was leftovers from the previous years, and as such the prices shot up. There wasn't much food to be bought. People had to wait in long lines to purchase their food. And people were hungry. And people thought back to the times that they had plenty and how they wasted the food. And they wished that they still had some of the food they had had the previous year. Now, Rav Yehuda was in his academy learning. And being that he learned with great diligence, he was a big masmid, he almost never went outside. So when the rabbis saw how the people were suffering, they said, we have to let Rav Yehuda know how they're suffering. And the general rule is that what we see in person has more of an impact on us than what we hear. So they said, we have to find a way of getting Rav Yehuda out of the academy to go outside and see how people are suffering. So they told Rav Kahana, who was also a great rabbi, but he used to serve Rav Yehuda, he used to learn under him. And they said, please get Rav Yehuda out to the market so he'll see how people are suffering and how people are hungry. So Rav Kahana asked Rav Yehuda to go out with him, And when they got to the marketplace, they saw that there was a long line of people standing by one shop. And Rav Yehuda asked, what's going on here? Why are so many people standing in line by that shop specifically? So they told him, he's the only one that has any food left to sell. And what he's selling is peels of tamarim, of dates. And everyone wants to buy those peels because there's nothing left to buy to be eaten. So Rav Yehuda said, that's terrible. You mean there's a famine going on? We have to fast. We have to ask Hashem for forgiveness. We have to repent. We have to pray. Hashem should give us more food. People are hungry. And he right away told his servant, please, take off my sandal. Just like on the day of fast of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we don't walk with sandals. I have to start accepting upon myself afflictions. We have to fast for the people that things should go better. And the servant took off one shoe and it started raining. Before Rav Yehuda even began praying, this is the tradition that we have, he just took off one shoe. And in heaven they accepted his wishes. And not only that, but the next day ships came in and brought wheat and rice, and the people had much more plenty. They had food and the famine was over. So the things we have to remember is the importance of valuing what we have when we have it. When Yosef came to Mitzrayim, he said to them, there are going to be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And then Yosef said, now you have to appoint someone to collect high taxes to store the foods of the 7 years of plenty so that they'll last for the 7 years of famine. And Paro turns to his servants and says, have you ever seen a man as smart as him? What was so smart about Yosef? So Rav Tendler once quoted a Hasidish Rebbe that said, the wisdom of Yosef's was that Yosef understood that it's not enough to tell people tomorrow you might not have what you have today. It's not enough to tell people these are 7 years of plenty and everyone should store their food because there are 7 years of famine coming up. Even though they'll see, hey, he's right, we have 7 years of plenty, so far so good. When he'll tell them, well, you'll have 7 years of famine directly following that, no one's going to listen or take it seriously enough. And so Yosef said, we, as the government, we have to tax them and take that food away and store it to ensure that they'll have it in the 7 years of famine. Yosef knew that human nature is such that when people have it good, they assume they'll always have it good. That's why people are willing to take huge mortgages. They assume today I'm making $3 million a year, so I could take a huge mortgage and I'll have to pay $500,000 a year, but I could handle that. That's not a problem. We don't know. All we know is that today you can handle it. So people have a tendency to assume if it's going good today, it'll go good tomorrow. And Chazal told us that a wise person values what he has today and stores from what he has today for tomorrow because he doesn't know what will be tomorrow. Chazal told us we have to be careful also to appreciate even the little things and not destroy things. We have to. We have a prohibition, bal tashchis, not to give things to waste. Rav Neria, who started Kfar HaRoeh, he was the head of Bnei Akiva for many years, he was a disciple of Rav Kook's. And Rav Neria once walked into the cafeteria and he looked into the garbage and he saw a half-eaten sandwich. So when the Rosh Yeshiva walks into the cafeteria, suddenly there's a hush, everyone's quiet. He walked over to the garbage pail, took out the half-eaten sandwich and sat down to eat it. That was the message he gave the students.